Pabst Music Hall with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra, and our guests, the lovely, incomparable Hildegard and the sensational singing star, Perry Como. And here is that scintillating, sophisticated, smoldering star...
Oh, dear me.
Edward Everett Horton!
Oh, it's me. For a minute, I thought you were talking about Lauren Bacall. Oh, dear. Frankly, I am just as disappointed as everybody else.
Well, Eddie, here we are.
Mm-hmm. We certainly are, aren't we? We certainly are, yes. Yes, we are. Where are we?
In the Kraft Music Hall, of course.
Oh, of course, of course. How are you, Bing?
Bing? I'm not Bing.
Oh, now, don't deny it. Don't deny it, Bing Crosby. They told me you're a very versatile fellow. Short and fat and the father of four boys.
I'm not the father of four boys.
Oh, then you must be the mother. Oh, I see. My, you are versatile.
Now, just a minute, Eddie. I'm Les Tremaine, and you know it.
All right, Mr. Tremaine. Don't fly off the handle. Very dangerous. I lost my best girl that way.
You mean she got mad at you and flew off the handle?
No, I stepped on the starter when she was cranking the car. She flew off the handle. Well, this is a Kraft Music Hall. Well, it's a pretty place, isn't it pretty?
Yes, pretty.
That's what I said, pretty, yes, it's pretty, isn't it? Yeah. Just look at this attractive wall over here. Do you know what this wall over here reminds me of?
What?
That wall over there. It's the image of it, isn't it beautiful? And say there's another nice-looking wall.
Eddie, that's no wall, that's Raymond Page, our conductor.
Oh, no wonder there's no glass in that bay window.
Mr. Page.
Oh, yes, Mr. Horton.
You look very familiar, Mr. Page. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, I used to play second bass fiddle with Spitalny's all-girl orchestra.
Why'd you quit?
I couldn't get to first base.
Doesn't sound like a nice answer at all, yeah.
Eddie, huh? Eddie, we've got to get moving.
Moving? Oh, no. Where are we moving to? I'm just beginning to like it here.
No. I mean, get started with Hildegard.
Oh, I wish I could. I see what you mean, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the glamorous, the charming, the vivacious Hildegard.
Thank you. Edward Everett Horton. I'm so glad to see all three of you.
Oh, Hildegard, I'm so glad to see all one of you.
Oh, Eddie, you're such a ribber.
Oh, my dear girl, and what ribs.
Oh, you men. You know what a Frenchman always says when he sees a young woman?
No, what? You know, Hildegard, we're not saying very much, but I have an idea we're covering an awful lot of territory. Well, we're ready for that song. As Shakespeare said, a song by Hildegard by any other name would sound as sweet.
That's a lovely sentiment, Eddie, but the quotation isn't quite right.
What was it?
I said that's not quite right.
Well, that's what everybody says. I'm not either. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you're going to sing, and here I am talking. Talk, that's all I do. Yap-a-da. But I'll put a stop to this. Edward Everett Horton, shut up! You may proceed now, Miss Hildegard.
Thank you, dear Mr. Horton. The world is topsy-turvy. Everything is in a spin. So listen while I tell you about the world we're living in. Oh, a comb has teeth, but doesn't ever bite. A ceiling gets plastered, yet isn't ever tight. And fish have schools that do not make them bright. So you can see the world is simply nuts. Oh, trees have trunks, but never ever pack. And ladders have steps, yet never make a track. And nails have heads, but brains are what they lack. So sing along with us and let's be nuts. It's crazy, hey, it's funny, oh ho. The world is full of lots of crazy things. Oh, the world is full of lots of crazy things. The one and the two. two and a three and a four. Shoes have tongues, but never say a word. And corn has ears, but doesn't hear, I've heard. A stage has wings, but still it ain't a bird. So you can see the world is simply nuts.
Nuts!
A bear's not bear because he's got a coat. And hats have bands, which do not play a note. And crazy things will surely get your goat. So sing along with us and let's be nuts. It's crazy, hey, hey, it's funny, ho, ho. The world is full of lots of crazy things. Oh, the world is full of lots of crazy
Hildegard, Hildegard, Hildegard. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Beaucoup. Well, she just leaves me at a loss for words. But here's a friend of mine who always knows the right thing to say. Say something, friend.
Well, there was a time when salads were considered sissy fare, and any strong man took pride in his steady meat and potato diet. Then we began to learn more about good nutrition. Salads took their rightful place at the table. And Miracle Whip became America's favorite salad dressing. It's easy to see why, once you taste it. Made by a secret recipe, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It has a delicious, different flavor that everyone loves. A delicate flavor, yet with plenty of zip to it. Then, too, Miracle Whip salad dressing is wonderfully smooth due to a special Kraft beater. Yes, it's in a class by itself, the one and only Miracle Whip.
This season, you've been hearing the grand voice of Perry Como on another show. Tonight, he's on another show, and this is the other show. Here he is, Perry Como.
Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
I'm all reet.
All reet? What's that?
That?
Oh, my, Perry, that's jive talk. It's used by us hepsters in the younger set.
Instead of saying right, we say reet. I'm all reet, you're all reet, everybody's all reet.
Well, you may be all reet, and everybody else may be all reet, but I'm not all reet.
Why not?
Because I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Perry. You'd better sing before this ends up in a feat.
I love you.
move in the mist of day. Never, never to know.
Perry, Perry, that was splendid. That was just marvelous. I like good singing. I like it very much. I suppose that's because I do so much of it myself.
Well, I didn't know that, Eddie. Do you sing pretty?
I sure do, beautiful. Well, can't be the right reading there. No, I sure do. Comma.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't see it. I sure do. Comma dash. Beautiful. That's beautiful as it's in its capacity as an adverb, not as a noun. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Believe me, I don't take a back seat to you fellows, not at all. I have my fan clubs, too, all girls.
Well, are they young and attractive?
Well, shall we just say they're girls?
How many girls in each club? About 40, 50, 60?
Oh, most of them are older than that.
I suppose when they see you, they scream and jump up in the air and swoon and...
Sir, the typical Edward Everett Horton fan is admirably restrained.
Oh.
A coy lowering of the eyelids. A mild flush of the cheek. A slight hardening of the arteries. And that, my dear sir, is all.
Well, that's very nice, Eddie. That's something you should be proud of.
And who has better reason to be proud? Who has? Hath anyone?
Don't hath me. I pass.
You know, Perry, a lot of my fans think that I have a beautiful singing voice, but I'm sure they're wrong. I said, I'm sure they're wrong. Well, aren't you even going to argue?
I never heard you sing, Eddie.
Perry, you're just forcing me, that's all. You're just forcing me. Well, since you insist, I'll sing the egg song.
The what song?
The egg song, the egg. You know, egg, chicken, cluck, 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 cluck.
Well, sing it. Don't lay it.
The demand is unanimous. Now, it's entirely against my will, yes. Professor Page, I'm all ready. Raise the Plymouth Rock. Oh, no. The stick. The baton. Yes. That's it. Now, the egg song. Oh, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup when she lays her egg? With no egg cup beside her, nothing at all to guide her, no one to tell her the actual size, no matter how she begs. So, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup when she lays her egg? I often wonder when she lays her.
That's enough, that's enough. That's enough from the poultry department. Let's turn to the glamour department. It's Hildegard.
It's Hildegard with a song that matches her haunting loveliness.
Isn't that pretty?
Isn't that a pretty speech? Imagine that coming out of me.
Watch the smoke rings rise in the air.
you'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream. Dream when the day's through. Dream.
Hildegard, that was lovely.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. Dreams are beautiful, aren't they?
I had a dream last night, Hildegard.
Mr. Tremaine, how unusual.
Yes. Yes, I dreamed that I died.
I'll send flowers in the morning.
I dreamed that I died and went to heaven.
And how did you like it?
Too hot.
You know, I know a man who drinks a quart of whiskey every night before he goes to sleep.
Why does he do that?
So he can sleep tight. I made a joke.
Oh, she made a joke.
How can two people be so wrong and yet so happy? Of course, if you two joke lovers want to hear a real Lollapalooza, here's one that'll make you hold your sides. The geography teacher was talking to her class, and she said... No, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
That man drinks a quart of whiskey so he can sleep tight.
Ah, oh, Mr. Tremaine, you're such a darling.
Oh, is he really? Yes. Well, the teacher said and asked, what was the biggest moving job in the United States? And little Willie said, now here's where you're going to hold your sides. The biggest moving job in the United States was Wheeling, West Virginia. Well, why aren't you holding your sides?
I'm busy holding my nose.
So am I.
Well, you've got a point there, both of you. However, that settles it. I'll never tell another joke.
Oh, Eddie.
No, sweetie.
We were only kidding. We loved your joke.
No, I may never get over this. Never.
Oh, yes, you will, Eddie.
Oh, will I? I mean, I will?
Yes. I'm going to make up for everything. Tonight, you and I will go to see Valley of Decision. We'll sit way up in the balcony where it's nice and dark. And then you can hold my hand. Won't that be nice?
It would, but for one thing.
What's that?
I've already seen Valley of Decision.
Well, then what shall we do?
Oh, Hildegard, you hold my hand for a moment, and that's you and I. Listen to this.
Backyard vacations are most certainly the style this year. They're patriotic, and they're fun. You just bundle up the sandwiches and plenty of salad and have a picnic under your own shady trees. There's nothing like it, so make a note to do it often. And also, make a note to keep plenty of Miracle Whip on hand for the picnic fixins. Yes, whether it's cool, hearty potato salad, for instance, or your favorite kind of sandwiches, Miracle Whip makes them better than ever. It's the flavor that does it, that one and only Miracle Whip flavor. Tangy, delicate, not too bland, not too sharp. So good that millions prefer it. You see, Miracle Whip is made by a secret recipe so that it combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. Then a special Kraft feeder gives it wonderful texture, a creamy velvet smoothness that makes it look as good as it tastes. The very next time you see it, get a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing, the most popular salad dressing ever created.
Well, now I feel better.
But that's neither hither nor yon. Nor yon's other wife. So on to Perry Como. He's the fellow who wanted to know if I sing pretty. Imagine, do I sing pretty? Well, you'll see how pretty he sings.
I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before.
Well, well, Perry, I have to admit, that was pretty. But now you have a date. Oh, I wouldn't mind having a date like it myself. It's a date to sing with Hildegard. They're going to sing Close as Pages in a Book, with Raymond as one of the pages. Now, Les, you stand here, and I'll stand over there.
What for?
Bookends.
The strongest book is found. We
This is Edward Everett, good night, about to say, Horton... This is Edward, good night, Horton, about to say, Everett... Oh, dear, I don't... I'm mixed up here. Oh, dear, dear. Well, I do know that the Kraft Music Hall will be back next Thursday at the same time with Connie Boswell, Josh White, and the Paulette sisters as our guests, along with Les Tremaine and Raymond Orchestra and his page. I mean, an orchestra page and his Raymond.
What's the matter, Eddie?
I'm nervous. It's these opening nights. They get me down. Imagine me calling myself Edward Goodnight Horton.
Well, opening nights never upset me.
I don't? Oh, how fortunate, how fortunate. And you'd better say goodnight to the folks for me, would you? He's always so calm. He never gets upset.
Late goodnight, saying, Tremaine. Now here's a bright spot in the food picture. Your favorite food store has tangy, golden Kraft salad mustard. So pep up those sausage meats and those egg and cheese dishes you often serve these days with a taste-tingling flavor of Kraft salad mustard. And to please sharper tastes, also buy the Kraft mustard with nippy horseradish added. They're both delicious treats at summertime meals. Be sure to ask for Kraft salad mustard and Kraft horseradish mustard when you shop tomorrow. Hildegard appeared through the courtesy of Raleigh Cigarettes. Terry Como, through the courtesy of Chesterfield. This is the National Broadcasting Company.